2. History of Design
设计历史
2. The Red-Blue Chair
Listen to the following passage and decide whether the following statements are true or false.
The Red-Blue Chair is a chair designed in 1917 by Gerrit Rietveld. It represents one of the first explorations by the Stil art movement in three dimensions.The original chair was constructed of unstained beech wood and was not painted until the early 1920s. Gerrit Rietveld built the new model of thinner wood and painted it entirely black with areas of primary colors attributed to the De Stijl movement. The effect of this color scheme made the chair seem to almost disappear against the black walls and floor of the house where it was placed.The areas of color appeared to float, giving it an almost transparent structure. 3. The Arts and Crafts Period. Match the expressions according to what you've heard.
The Arts and Crafts Period developed in reaction to the Victorian era that preceded it. The late 19th century saw the dawn of the Industrial Revolution.The mass-produced merchandise resulting from assembly line production was distressing to artisans who continued to value individually, handcrafted, quality items. These artisans advocated a return to simple, well-made items. The movement encompassed not just furniture, but also architecture, ceramics, metalwork, wallpaper, and stained glass.Brown, green, black, yellow tones were prevalent across all fields, as was an emphasis on quality workmanship. There were many arts and crafts artisans. William Morris, Gustav Stickley, and Frank Lloyd Wright are the best known. Today, reproductions continue to be sold by a variety of retailers. 5. The legacy of modernism.Read the following passage and do the exercises.
The legendary Bauhaus movement turns 90 this year, and the anniversary is being marked by exhibitions from Tokyo to New York. The school was founded by a young architect, Walter Gropius, who wanted to shape products for the future and create a more just society. In times of gloom and doom, there is often a need for the charismatic energy of great ideas.Back in 1919, German architect Walter Gropius regarded the miserable period following the end of World War I as a catastrophe of world history. His response was a bold and yet surprisingly pragmatic utopian vision, the Bauhaus. By establishing this new kind of art school, he managed to create a cultural wonder that continues to have a profound impact to this day.This year marks the 90th anniversary of the founding of the school. A series of events and exhibitions are poised to remind us that, without Gropius, the world of architecture and design would look very different today. Gropius, who was 35 at the time, was determined to turn his back on tradition, and yet, in a thoroughly old-fashioned way, he also sought to assume social responsibility.On March the 20th, 1919, he submitted an application to establish an academy in the city of Weimar. The permit for the National Bauhaus in Weimar arrived on April the 12th. In the meantime, the architect had written a sweeping manifesto. It was to mark the beginning of a virtually worldwide aesthetic upheaval. In short, a true revolution.From the beginning, the Bauhaus proved to be an exciting art school, an academy that was intent on being close to real life rather than a lofty academic institution. The board of trustees, which consisted of Gropius's circle of friends, soon included Albert Einstein, and amongst its instructors could be counted some of the leading painters of the age like Joseph Albert, Leonel Feininger, Vasily Kandinsky, Paul Klee, and Oskar Schlemmer.Ludwig Meisch van der Rohe, who was the third director of the Bauhaus, went on to become a legend in architectural history. The Bow Wow School in Dessau was designed by Walter Gropius. The legendary school was born of his utopian vision for the role of the artist in society. Even before World War I, Gropius had been interested in using glass to create bright, open spaces, as seen in this factory that he designed in 1911 in the German city Alfeil an der Leyen. After the catastrophe of the war, he wanted to go back to the idea of art as a trade. Modern architect Mies van der Rohe was also a director of the Bauhaus. Here, his Wiesenhof housing project in Stuttgart shows his combination of utopianism and pragmatism. After Gropius left the school in 1928, Hans Meyer took over as director. This school in Bernau, Germany, by Meyer and Hans Widwer, built in 1930, is an example of the late Bauhaus design. A view inside the Bauhaus school in Dessau. The building is now a UNESCO World Heritage Site. 6. Far Eastern ideogrammatic writing systems. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
A Chinese character is a logogram used in writing Chinese, Japanese, and Korean. Its possible precursors appeared as early as 8,000 years ago, and a complete writing system in Chinese characters was developed 3,500 years ago in China, making it perhaps the oldest surviving writing system. Chinese characters are derived directly from individual pictograms or combinations of pictograms and phonetic signs. The number of Chinese characters contained in the Kanji dictionary is approximately 47,035. Although a large number of these are rarely used variants accumulated throughout history. In China, literacy for the working citizen is defined as knowledge of 4,000 to 5,000 characters. There are various examples of Chinese calligraphy throughout the ages, from newspapers to fan inscriptions. Just as Roman letters have a characteristic shape, lowercase letters occupying a roundish area, with ascenders or descenders on some letters, Chinese characters occupy a more or less square area. Characters made up of multiple parts squash these parts together in order to maintain a uniform size and shape. Because of this, beginners often practice on squared graph paper, and the Chinese sometimes use the term square block characters. The actual shape of many Chinese characters varies in different cultures. Mainland China adopted simplified characters in 1956, but traditional Chinese characters are still used in Taiwan and Hong Kong. Japan has used its own less drastically simplified characters since 1946, while Korea has limited the use of Chinese characters, and Vietnam completely abolished their use in favor of Romanized Vietnamese. According to legend, Chinese characters were invented by Cang Jie, 2650 BC, a bureaucrat under the legendary emperor Huang Di. The legend tells that Cang Jie was hunting on Mount Yangshu, today Shanxi, when he saw a tortoise whose veins caught his curiosity. Inspired by the possibility of a logical relation of those veins, he studied the animals of the world, the landscape of the earth, and the stars in the sky, and invented a symbolic system called Zi, Chinese characters. It was said that on the day the characters were born, Chinese heard the devil mourning and saw crops falling like rain as it marked the beginning of civilization for good and for bad.